Hey, I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm gonna get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
We can do what they do, but they can't do what we do. All sports and all that implies on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
The Hardline broadcast live from the Lake Highlands Wildcat Club Cat Classic Golf Tournament presented by the Wright House Group this Monday at Brookhaven Country Club. All proceeds from the Cat Classic benefit the Lake Highlands Championship Athletic Programs. To learn more, go to lhwildcatclub.org.
Thank you, DJ. Very, very much. We are live at WEEI radio station in Boston, Massachusetts. At game one last night. We'll be at game two on Sunday night. And it was quite the scene, as we've been trying to relay to you for the entirety of the show. But one thing that we really wanted to do last night after the game, as we spilled out into the streets of Boston, was find somebody to have a little visit with. And it was tough right around the arena. Just because it was so loud and it was so chaotic, and there was an element of danger to it, and so
we didn't want to die.
No, we would like to live, to undie, and this is brought to you by
Twin Peaks and American Leak Detection.
And so we made our way to a little place called the Beantown Pub, and inside the Beantown Pub, we sat and we were reminiscing about Game One, and we were watching some of the post game. Action up on the TVs, and all the while we were looking and waiting for Boston folk to come in there wearing their jerseys and everything. And I saw two guys at the bar, and I could tell that they were incredibly animated.
Not overweight Steve Ott?
Not overweight Steve Ott, who was so drunk that he could barely even function. These guys had been drinking quite a bit, but they were talking ball, and
they had opinions.
They did. And so I kind of loitered by where they were, and they were, you know, chopping up the game and hammered. Yes, but they were chopping it up, and they had hot opinions. And I was like, you know what, these guys. And I walk over to them and I introduce myself and I said, look, fellas, I would love if we could get a chance to just sit down and talk with you. We work for a Dallas radio station. And they both turned and looked at me and they're like, what? Bro, yes, let's do it.
Yeah, and these are 21-year-old dudes.
Yes.
And one of them, speaking of the word suck earlier, he was wearing one of the unofficial merch shirts that was being sold outside the TD Garden that I tweeted out last night. It says, suck my Zingas.
Yes, in honor of Kristaps. Suck my Zingas. And so we took Suck My Zingas guy and his buddy. We took him to the back of the bar, and ladies and gentlemen, we would like to introduce you to Boston Celtic fan.
Okay, boys, what are y'all's names?
I'm Jack Uxelin.
Jack, where are you from?
Situa, Massachusetts. 30 minutes south of Boston.
Situa?
Okay, what about you?
It's Situa, but if anyone from outside of Boston tried to spell it, it'd be wrong. But I'm from Wellesley, Mass. James Dolan.
Okay, we got James and we got Jack.
Like
so,
the Knicks owner, James Dolan.
Yeah, same thing. Yeah.
No, don't give him that light.
It's not even good light. It's just bad light because that guy sucks. Look at the Knicks. They're sitting at home and can't quit.
Can we pause?
That's true.
I'm already in love.
Oh, just wait.
Like they sound exactly like I want them to sound.
Yeah.
They're just getting warmed up, though.
Okay, yeah. Good.
That's true. Okay, so what'd you guys think of game one? You guys feel like that it's the series is over at this point or what?
No.
Okay, the timeout. So I got a lot of things to try to keep it short, but I'm an enormous Celtics fan, as big as it gets, but one thing I will say is I spent my entire day on Twitter and on Instagram and all these things listening to all the idiots try to talk about how that the Dallas Mavericks, 89% of bets were on Dallas. It's just like people got to grow up at some point, and I wish that we had some respect, because I do think that we're one of the best NBA teams to ever play. And I'm saying this humbly, like I think that we are genuinely one of the best NBA teams to ever play, and no disrespect to Luka and Kyrie. Kyrie, but it seems like Kyrie's.
Well, you just said no disrespect.
All right, but
no, Kyrie.
I said, but it sounds like it sounds like Kyrie decided he's going to grow up all of a sudden, because I don't think he wanted to hear the fuck yous and all that stuff from the Boston fans. I think respectfully, like, and I give him that, but then he shows up and fucking sucked tonight. And I was like, holy shit, dude, like, I could have shot better than you. I mean, he was wide open on a lot of his takes. Like, who got fucking Likely or Lively or whatever his name is. Yeah. Like, I respect him because his mom died, so I want him to do well. But
well, thank you for that.
But he got to the
point. Wait. You respect him because his mom died.
If his mom was still alive, then f*** him.
Yeah. You guys got it close. It was cute when you made it to 8, but it was like, obviously, nothing was going to happen.
You use all that energy to get it to 8. You can't
go down 30.
There.
Well, if you're a really good team, you can, but you guys aren't. So I think... I think not one body... One inch of my body was nervous, and I'm a short
come
body.
Come on, bro.
I'm a short body, but I was...
You cut it to eight, from 29 to 8, you guys were nervous.
You guys could have brought in Brittany Griner for all I care. Like, it was dirt. I think that doesn't make sense, because I hate Brittany Griner, but my point that I'm making is you guys are trash. You have a great backcourt.
Uh-huh.
And are you guys, like, I'm assuming you're diehard?
We're diehards, yeah.
So it's like, it's funny, it's cute.
But I'm here to take the medicine after game one.
We're like light years above them in all aspects. Like,
let's let Jack over here get his say.
Okay, listen. So Kyrie Irving obviously has been showed loyalty and dedication towards Celtics organization. And that can never be forgotten, all right? And we all have to know that. Again,
disagree.
Kyrie,
James disagrees with Kyrie.
But I'm going to say, Kyrie. Going to this series, it's a great win game one. I will say that. But guess what? Jason Tatum, he's got... Listen, if you put his highlights up against... Honestly, Kobe put his highlights up against... Even Braun, even Jordan. Put his highlights up against all of those. I'm telling you, and people talk about a script, all this stuff. I think it's bullshit, but... Some things are meant to be, and with Jason Tatum, the way he walks, and just the Celtics just starting 15 and just that organization.
Okay, wait.
He's like Dak Prescott in pearls.
Yeah. Do we pause it there for a reason?
Oh, I thought y'all said to stop it. Okay.
Oh, no,
we'll
no,
keep
no,
going.
No, 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 no. Yeah.
So do you like his pearl necklace?
He wore one tonight post-game.
Yeah, in the post-game, he was wearing a pearl.
If he can get the job done,
Dak's jerking himself off at midfield the whole game. It's like, buddy, you're supposed to be America's team. Meanwhile, you're s***ing yourself off.
Team of America, you're doing that.
And you lose the Packers by 18 points when you should have lost by 30.
Yeah.
We're not going to talk about this Dak Prescott, because I think that Luka Doncic is one of the best NBA players. He's a Dirk Nowitzki that won't win a championship.
Ever?
What?
You just said Tatum's going through the same thing. Luka's only 25.
If he's in the same class as Luka, I understand that, but he's
going to be in Dallas. He's going to Mark Cuban off until he dies, and it's great. I like Mark Cuban.
It doesn't make sense.
No, it does.
Until Mark Cuban dies or Luka dies?
Well, both of them. As old as time. Like, I'll be dead by the time that the Mavericks win a championship. It just because
you're 20 what?
One.
21. So they won one when you were 9.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. Dirk Nowitzki.
And then how old were you when the Celtics last won?
I was seven years old. How many times have you made the Eastern Conference Finals since that one?
We're not in the East.
I mean, Western Conference Finals, my bad.
This second time.
Okay, so, yeah. Mm. Interesting. Okay, so second time. How many years has Jason Tatum been in the NBA?
How many times have you been told that the Eastern Conference is a big bag of shit?
How many times have guys went to the Eastern Conference for a year, lost, totally blown up, and then left to go back to the Western Conference? Because
I don't know.
Look.
Warriors won 22.
Yeah, I remember that right here.
Right Steph here. Had that breakout
one in Orlando. That's an asterisk.
Steph had his one breakout year.
I think that literally.
Also, by the way,
not
one
first
up.
So what would it take for you guys to not boo Kyrie every time he touches the ball?
What would it take for us not
to
boo
Kyrie? What if Kyrie tomorrow runs into a burning building in Boston and saves a whole box of kittens?
I hate cats.
So...
the Cats. I hope they all die.
What's a number one thing he did to piss you off?
He stepped on f***ing Lucky. And you know what he is since he stepped on Lucky? Could you tell me?
Unlucky.
What?
If you can't, since he stepped on Lucky, what is his record against the Celtics?
Is it over?
After tonight, is 0-14. Yeah. Kyrie, no human with a penis can sit here and tell you that he's not an unbelievable player.
Don't bet against the Irish, though.
But, yeah, when you go into Boston, it's like, I'm glad you got your flowers because people started talking about you again, and you're like, oh, this guy, I was in a hard part of my career, so I'm just going to untuck my fallopian tubes, all whatever you want to say, buddy. Like, I'm glad that you're happy.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Lock it in right now. You guys win the championship. You win this year and next year if you suck off Lucky.
Well, I'm not gay, so I think we're gonna win either way. But one thing I will say is one to rebuttal that point is that on Twitter, FingerBlaster50 is my title, and I told the world that if I lose...
What is this, an SNL skit? Finger Blaster 50 what?
It's a burner.
Handle.
I got a Providence College. And there, it's a burner community.
All right, stop it right there.
Okay.
Finger Blaster 50.
Yeah. And his avatar is a Photoshop of Caitlin Clark nude with Providence College... and the Celtics logos over her breasts, and then the Patriots logo over her bottom.
Have you seen this, DJ?
I have seen it. It's pretty disrespectful.
It is very disrespectful to Caitlin.
Well, look, who knew that Finger Blaster 50 would step over the line? Who could have ever guessed that?
And his most recent tweet is...
What was it? You want to read it to us?
No, I don't want to read it. I'd like to throw it to DJ to read that.
It's pretty tough to clean up and have a sentence.
Oh, my God.
Is it the female C-bomb, like, over and over?
Yes.
Yeah, it appears he's comfortable with the C-bomb, yes.
Okay. Well, let's wrap this up.
To rebuttal that point is that on Twitter, FingerBlaster50 is my title, and I told... the world that if I lose... Oh,
what is this, an SNL skit? Finger Blaster 50 what?
It's a burner.
Handle.
I got a Providence College, and there, it's a burner community. And so I said, well, now here I am throwing myself out there, but I said that if the Mavericks beat us,
yeah,
I'm going to run the Boston Marathon next year.
What's the furthest you've run in your life?
Probably 3 miles.
Okay.
You actually have to qualify for Boston, though. No, you can't just run. If you live here, you don't have to qualify?
No, you don't have to qualify for anything. You have to raise money.
Oh, yeah, yeah, charity. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. I'll tell you what.
Yeah, we'll donate.
I'll fund it, but your motherfucking ass better run. I will fly back up here on Patriots Day. I may come run it with you just to see you suffer.
Okay, good.
Because I'm a KG marathon veteran. So,
I respect
yeah.
it. Are yeah. you a marathon guy?
Yeah.
Because I think, I mean, for me, that would f***ing suck. But yeah. I am so damn confident in this team.
What's on the line for you?
For me, absolutely not. I will not be running the Boston Marathon. Because, I don't know, there's a lot of people out there. But for me, I usually like to keep my head on straight.
Yeah.
And Jason Tatum is looking for his f***ing moment. And this is his This is time to shine.
This is it.
If he can't do that, then who's the franchise player we're looking for?
Right? Right. It's Peyton Pritchard. James, Jack, you guys go have another one.
Thank
it's a pleasure.
You,
bros.
Boys.
Come see us. We'll buy you one.
Of course. Yes. All right. Thank you.
Of course. Thank you, boys.
That was incredible.
There they are. James and Jack, our new friends.
Yeah.
Forgot how hammered you were.
Yeah, I was a little slurry.
Oh, my gosh.
But... James is the one who's Finger Blaster 50.
Yes.
Yeah, his burner so nobody at Providence finds out.
Right. Right.
Boy, and Dave with the question of the interview, which I'll just go ahead and...
I don't even know.
To guarantee two straight titles?
That Dave. Even, like, I had to look at him funny after that. All right,
would you chill over there?
Seriously, I'm like, dude, come on.
I picture it on the center court logo... like on top of the cartoon Lucky with the real life Lucky while he's waving the flag.
There, okay, so there, in your playlist, there's a real life Lucky.
There is. There Did you is. Not see him?
Yeah, oh, well, yeah, around. Yeah.
In
yeah,
the timeouts,
yeah, yeah.
he comes out and waves the flag.
Yeah, yeah. And DJ, I would like that in his monthly montage.
Yeah. Absolutely. Right.
And then yeah. you got to wear green knee pads.